It's a type of very thin pancake made from either wheat or buckwheat flour, often associated with Brittany but consumed all over France, much of Europe and other parts of the world. Crêpe or galette can be either sweet or savoury and are delicious as a dinner or dessert. If that weren't enough to tempt your taste buds to have them on your menu, add to that the combination of salsa dancing. Bringing the concept of the traditional dinner and dance right up to the 21st century is Carole Sim from Salsa and Crêpe. She joins me in the studio to talk about this unique new idea that she's bringing to Reigate. Hello, Carole, and welcome.
Hello, Annie.
I tell you what, should I say salut, bonjour, enchanté? I'm not quite sure which. It all sounds quite exotic to me. Now, salsa and crêpe, it's a modern-day dinner and dance theme to my mind. Tell me where the idea came from, Carole.
Annie, what we're trying to provide to our customer is a unique taste and a unique exotic experience. So I'm going to tell you how we're planning to do that. First, we're going to do this through the mixture of the filling that we offer. So we offer exotic fillings such as salt fish, exotic chicken, Creole chicken. And the second way we planning to offer this, it's to transport our customer through an amazing journey, through an ambiance, a tropical ambiance. So to combine the two is to offer two things.
That's the thing that I find quite fascinating, actually, because when I was a student, I used to go and have crêpe, I'm trying to say it properly every time here, at My Old Dutch in London, which has been around for years and years. Mm-hmm. And then a few years ago, I dragged my husband to do salsa classes. And you've kind of incorporated those two concepts brilliantly. Let's deal with the crêpe bit first, because that's fascinating. Historically, I have to say, we in this country, we don't make particularly good ones, do we? Most of the crêpes I've ever tasted a pretty dense, a bit like tasting an old duvet, to be honest, in this country. And it's a skill that we don't particularly have. Tell us what makes a good crêpe. Is it the ingredients or is it the preparation, Carole?
Well, a good batter to start with will make a good crêpe, you know, and obviously a nice filling. This is why we are trying a crêpe, by adding this extra exotic touch through our filling. So the filling do make the nice crêpe as well as obviously the good mix.
Okay, let's deal with those actually, because crêpes are divided into savoury and sweet, and the savoury are made with non-wheat flours like buckwheat, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And the sweet ones, they're generally made with wheat. Why are the different flours so important, Carol?
We have a lot of vegetarian, which it's good to provide both. So we tend to do most of our savoury with the buckwheat, much healthier flour, wheat-free, and the sweet often with the normal plain flour.
And like you say, I mean, the savoury ones, they're made with buckwheat. They're a little bit more healthy, I suppose, for certain people. I believe they're actually called galette. Is that right?
Yes,
in France?
That's right.
I've also read they're called crêpes salées. Is that right? Salted
crêpes?
Yeah, we tend
to say galette. In the French Caribbean, in Guadeloupe, there is a lot of crêpe van all around the island. So crêpe, it's something very popular in Guadeloupe. The only difference, as I mentioned earlier, is the filling.
Yes.
So it's all down to the filling.
Absolutely, because the thing is, the traditional perhaps crêpe fillings in, say, Brittany or whatever, will be ratatouille, cheese, ham kind of thing. Just
That's
expand
right.
a little bit more on what sort of fillings you've got to tempt us.
We've got the shredded chicken, Creole chicken, as a savoury. As a sweet, the homemade caramel with pineapple tend to be the one who, you know, who goes most of the time.
That sounds yummy, actually. I'm there. I'm thinking of it already.
I tend to do a lot with coconut as well and mango. So we have one which is a mixed fruit with a homemade caramel. And I tend to use a lot of Caribbean fruits, such as I say, mango, pineapple, passion fruits. And that will give the crêpe a touch of the Caribbean.
That's fantastic. And with the fillings, I mean, they're commonly added to the centre of the crêpe, and then they're served with the edges partially folded over the centre. Is that how you do it as well?
I serve it often with salad as a side, and it's a wrap as you eat on the go, really.
So it's a bit like street food in a sense.
Yes, it is.
Which is really having its moment.
The good thing is with the crepe, it can be both. You can have it as a street food to take away and eat as you're walking, or you can have it in a nice sitting down restaurant like some of the restaurants in London.
And my research tells me, Carol, that the name galette actually comes from the French word galette. Is it for pebble? Means pebble? Is that right?
Yeah.
Because the first galettes were made on a large pebble which was heated in a fire. Is that how you produce yours, or is it a little bit more modern day?
Let's say we are much more modern nowadays.
The thing also to point out, as you did mention earlier on, the other genius thing, I think, actually, is that the batter is made, well, the savoury ones anyway, from buckwheat flour very often. And that means it's gluten-free,
yes.
Which means if you're wheat intolerant, you can still enjoy galettes. So you don't miss out at all. And as you say, the sweet ones, I mean, they sound amazing. And I guess you could actually really have them either for breakfast or as a dessert, couldn't you?
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Well, I tell you what, I'm there, I'm with you. Oh, I'm already thinking about it. And do you actually do mille crepes? Because I've heard about them as well. It's like, I think the word mille means a thousand, so you've got lots of different layers. Can you do that kind of thing as well?
Not yet, but we could look into it.
I like the idea of it. So we've explored the crepe in detail, but you haven't stopped at the idea of feeding the Surrey masses. You've actually married this with dancing, more specifically with salsa dancing. Tell us all about that. I'm just intrigued.
Yes, the aim, as I say, is to transport our customer through a sensory journey, through the ambience of the exotic ambience. So combining the two together will give a unique experience, and this is what we're trying to promote, really.
And you've got two events coming up in the Reigate calendar, actually this Friday and Saturday. What are they, and what's happening?
Yes, we've got Friday in 2 days, Friday the 13th in Bridge House Hotel, Reigate Hill, RH29RP. It's 7:30. We're going to start with a dance class, salsa, and then obviously we're going to have the crepe, as well as dancing from Zouk, Zumba.
Give us a flavour of what we can expect then. What can we expect? So we're going to turn up, we're going to have a salsa lesson, are we? What about, I mean, I've got two left feet. My husband says I dance like Bambi on ice. So what would I be like going to one of your classes?
Well, we provide for all those who can, you know, who like this ambient salsa and who can dance, and those who just learning. So as you come, you will be welcome with an exotic cocktail, then taking to the dance hall, time to interact with others, have something to eat, try the crepes, and then a little bit later on, a professional salsa dancer will be coming in to give us a lesson. After the lesson, we will start the party.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. I tell you what, eating and dancing are a winning combination in my book, I have to tell you. Carol, good luck with the new venture. And I'm sure I'm going to come along and eat some crepe and have a go with the salsa dancing.
Okay, I'll see you either Friday or Saturday on 56 High Street.
Okay, I can't wait to actually sample some of the crepe and the salsa dancing in equal measures, actually. That was Carol Sim of Salsa and Crepe. And if you fancy a great night out making and eating fabulous crepe and learning to salsa, check out the Bridge House Hotel on Reigate Hill on the 13th of May, or 56 High Street in Reigate on the 14th of May. That's this Friday and this Saturday. To get more information, you can contact Carol on 07590 620 581, or contact her via the website creperie-guadalupe.co.uk. The price, including a salsa lesson, is £8. Okay, let's salsa.